HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
If you're an app developer, you've probably heard of Code Canyon. But to most of us, it's this really obscure place on the internet that makes no sense to us. Code Canyon is like the Flipkart for code. You can go to the platform and buy ready code for apps, which you can then tweak or not tweak if you don't want to, and deploy your own app. It's basically what allows a lot of Indian companies nowadays to say that they built an app from the ground up in the country. Now, this past week, I got some really interesting data from Code Canyon. It turns out that the gross revenues from India grew by 184% over the past year, and that's as of July 13th. And between April this year to July 13th, their overall sessions from India grew by 64%, which is pretty much the time when the nationalism drive in the country has been at an all-time high. For Code Canyon, the growth from India is the largest by far for one country. And the company actually does business globally. But you're probably wondering why I'm telling you all this, right? Because while you may not have heard of Code Canyon, you have heard of Mitro. And yes, that short video platform which went viral was actually lifted from Code Canyon. A well-known security researcher in India named Karan Saini had actually looked into Mitro's code and found lines of code that mentioned an app called TickTick. If you search for TickTick on Code Canyon, you'll see that the app is available for $43. And that's exactly what the Mitro guys did. They bought the code, they made some changes to make it look like Mitro, and then they deployed it. The app actually is the same as TickTick. If that piques your interest, then go search for VMeet. That's the letter V and then MWT Meet in one word. In fact, you know what? Pause the podcast right now. Go search for VMeet, have a good laugh, and then come back. Done? I'm not gonna name the app, but it is a video conferencing tool you may have heard of already. Just go check it out. What this essentially shows us is how the copycat culture is sort of growing in India. And this can have long-term repercussions for app development in the country, especially right now when the government is pushing everybody to build apps from the ground up and deploy them on a global scale. Experts tell me that it's not just a matter of whether you can do this. In fact, buying code is a very accepted and common practice in the industry. It's done even in the Valley. Companies usually do it if they don't have the talent that's required to build a product or if their engineering teams do not have the time. Right now in India, the problem is both. We don't have the talent because most of our talent is sitting in Silicon Valley companies or in the Silicon Valley or in some of our unicorn startups. And they're quite expensive to hire as well. Now, Mitro raised 2 crore rupees in seed funding very recently. Think about it, you spent $43 on a code and eventually raised 2 crore rupees. I don't know about you, but the return on investment sounds very good to me. But these companies may have trouble raising funds in the long run. That is, if they haven't developed their code enough. And the problem with buying code is that it's not written by you. So you are not really sure of what the code is. So if you're a big company like Jio, you can buy code and then deploy a huge development team to understand that code, maybe hire engineers in the Valley who will also develop that code and then make a very nice product. But for smaller startups, it can be a huge problem. And this seems to be happening in India a lot right now. Another problem is that all the issues that remain in the original code are carried over to yours, which means that your app may have the same security loopholes. Again, case in point, Mitro had the same security loophole that the original TickTick app had. which just shows you that they didn't really spend enough time developing the product, their user interfaces and their software quite actively. So when these companies go abroad, it's possible that they will be sued by existing companies. And that actually could be a huge problem for them. Essentially, if you want to buy code, you have to be a huge company with a lot of money. Jio has lakhs of crores of rupees, so they can ideally do that to do a quick fix solution so that they can get a product out in the market, and then they can sit and develop this and make it better over time. But what experts say is that most of the smaller startups will almost certainly die out.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a LiveMint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.